The Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe says the new measures will support the foreign exchange auction system. The auctions were set up in June to secure foreign exchange for critical sectors, goods and services such as energy and imports of grain and drugs. The central bank also said the auction helps thwart the illicit parallel foreign exchange market, which it says contributes to the country's inflation rate, now at more than 700% a year. The bank said since it began allowing foreign currency pricing for goods and services while maintaining the position that the economy is based on the local RTGS dollar, foreign exchange balances had grown to US $404 million by July. That is up from US $352 million in January. Under its US rules, the central bank will confiscate and liquidate 20% of the foreign currency that businesses deposit in accounts at the official auction rate so it can be used in the auctions. Economic analysts, however, say this will lead businesses to circumvent the rules. Economic analyst Professor Gift Mgano says business owners will be skeptical as many lost money in past years when monetary authorities imposed foreign currency controls. He thinks many will end up using underground means to hold on to their cash.
So there's no guarantee that in the near future, the same government will not raise the threshold, particularly when they are running dry in their foreign exchange regime, the auction system. So clearly, in my view, business deposits whatever they can in an apologetic manner to just comply with the law. But obviously, they will find means of keeping some money in their chest.
Zimbabwe has struggled with inflation, shortages of basics like fuel and some medicines, and falling production for decades. In the past few years, the country has struggled to halt the slide. It introduced the new RTGS dollar currency last year and restricted transactions in other currencies. Earlier this year, the official exchange rate was 25 RTGS to the US dollar, but in the parallel market, it traded as low as 95 to the dollar. In the most recent auction, it officially traded at 83 to the dollar. Mugano says in the past, many businesses saw the government convert U.S. dollar bank accounts to Zimbabwean dollars at a one-to-one exchange rate.
So there's been very bad experience in our banking sector. And also the same can be said with the treasury bills, which were issued by the monetary authorities to businesses and were subscribed to in US dollar terms. But at the point of conversion, when we were changing over to Zimbabwean dollar last year in June 24, the debt level was $9.4 billion. It was rated at 1:1. So automatically the government converted the US dollar denominated debt into Zimbabwean dollar at the loss of business. So even now, as we've seen, there was no indication that the government will pounce on the 20% of the foreign currency deposits by the businesses.
Economic analyst Prosper Chitambara applauds the narrowing of the difference in the traded value of the RTGS in the parallel market and in the auctions. However, like Mgano, he thinks the central bank will push some businesses underground with the 20% confiscation rule.
And obviously the risk there is that this could actually discourage formal sector intermediation. This could encourage people to prefer to transact in cash, as opposed to using the banking system as a way of circumventing that, the liquidation of 20%.
Some economists warn that monetary measures aimed at shoring up foreign exchange reserves without addressing fundamentals such as economic policy consistency and reviving the agricultural and manufacturing sectors is not sustainable in the long run. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigondo in Harare.